We're in the middle of the Christmas season, and we heard a portion of the story that's often told at Epiphany, the story of the wise ones going to seek the child who had just been born and bearing gifts. I wanted to read that this week because next week we're going to be hearing the next part of that story that often gets skipped, and that is a not-so-wise way to respond to the birth of a gift from God. Today, I want us to consider the miracle of what we proclaim at Christmas time. We proclaim that God, like a loving parent, offers to the world and nurtures and nourishes through an infant, an act, a being of love. And I thought what I would do is read to us this small story, When I Become a Dad, by Kababi Bayok. We're going to be seeing some of Kababi's fatherhood art in a couple of weeks in our art gallery. And I'll leave this book out in the gallery area. It's got images from his 365 Days of Fatherhood series. But as I read this, think about this. What does it mean to consider God a tender, loving parent? What does it mean to enter into our relationships with one another, with the kind of courageous hope that's embodied in the kinds of things we hear here? Facebook friends with someone with whom we served in Lesotho in southern Africa, and their family just welcomed a new grandbaby. And there's the picture of everyone gathered around the hospital bed and mother proudly and joyfully holding the tiny infant. And it was a nativity scene. You could see the joy, the hope, the fear, the shell shock in everyone's eyes. When I become a dad. When I become a dad, I want to get to know you from the very beginning. I want to learn your cry, your smell, and you, mine. I'm going to be there as you discover your strengths and do what I can to help you take them to their God-given potential. I want to help you believe in life's magic and know that your dreams can become your reality if you just keep them in your heart and trust that you have within you all that is necessary to let them breathe. Live your dreams. I'll teach you that everything worth learning takes practice. Hard does not equal impossible. I'll encourage you to try your best and have fun. That will always be the one thing you can control. Know that if you do that, you're winning. I'll walk you to your first day of school and let you know it's okay to be scared, but that you can do it, as well as help you with your homework, get to know your teachers, ask you about your days, and let the bullies get to know me and my sweet whispers of encouragement to leave you be, LOL. I'll show you that hard work and responsibility come with this package called life, as well as sleep, ice cream, silly faces, and vacations to exciting places. I want to give you enough faith in my unconditional love that you know you can burden me with the weight of your world, and I will always love you. I want to be there for you at your wedding and share some of what I learned about life and love. I truly want to be the best dad, the best friend, the best man I can, and bless you with the necessary tools you will need when you become a dad. God's love for us is hopeful in that way, is vulnerable in that way, and is intergenerational in that way. If we can hear that message of love, if we can internalize it, we then, day by day, can endeavor with hope to share it person by person with the world. Merry Christmas, and thanks be to God.